No intros.
What was that? That was a shitty ass intro. God damn.
We just said no intros.
Well, that was the intro now. God damn.
All right, I got a story for you, bro. I was about to leave for work. We were closing up because we leave early on Sundays. And then I take out the trash. And then the food that I work with, he's like, take all the trashes out. And so I took them all out. And then it's like the dumpster's in the back. There's like a back alley, like a gated alley. And then I walked all the way to the end of it and threw them in the dumpster. And when I walk over there, I just look straight. I don't pay attention to anything else. And then I turn around. I was walking back. And on the corner of my eye, I look at the fence for that gate. That's the gate around the alley. Just a fat ass possum. And I look around. And I look a little higher. Just a chunky ass possum. Right. It's like 2 feet away from me. This is nasty, bro. And when I saw it, I kind of like jumped a little bit. And I walked quick. And I called the homie over. And
they chase you?
I was like, hey, fool, look quick. And then he came over and he looked over and he saw the positive. He's like, I don't like seeing their face. They're nasty.
Oh, bro.
I'm like, I don't either. And he waited because they're slow as hell. He waited till they got like a little bit over the fence. Yeah. And that fool just kicked the fence.
What? I thought they would follow you. They see like the breadcrumbs on your beard or something?
Nah, fool, they're scared of people.
Not if they're greasy and have food on them, like you.
I'm clean. No. Slim.
They smell that BLT in your pocket. Oh, yeah. No.
Bro, you're not greasy when you're 180 pounds like me.
Oh, stop. More like 400.
Lean as hell, fool.
You should be in that show called My 600 Pound Line.
I look like a pimple.
You know, you'll be in that part where the fat lady gets on the scale, and the guy's like, in the show, it's like 600 pounds, and the guy's like, damn.
Nah, hell no.
That's you.
Hell no.
She ordered that.
Hell no. I'm the guy in those competitions who just breaks the world record for
deadlifts. You're stupid. You know, I was watching this competition. I don't know why. I got into like that deep into YouTube, and I started watching this like lumberjack competition.
Oh, those are sick,
like,
bro.
There was this big ass log, and they were hacking at it.
Yeah.
They put a piece of like wood on it, and then they climb it, and then they start hacking it again.
Yep.
Until they got to the top. I was like, bro. Yeah. I was like, what is this?
I used to watch that on Spike TV.
Oh, really?
Like, not that one exactly, but stuff like that.
It was so weird. I don't know how I got there or what happened, but I was like, what the fuck is this?
You ever watch Spike TV back then?
Hell yeah,
I did. Whatever happened to it?
I think it's still on TV.
I don't think it's a channel anymore. Folks.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Hell no. I've
it has
heard
to
of
be.
It in the last
but four, the, do, you, do you still have cable?
I have satellite.
That's cable, isn't it?
It's different.
How is it different?
I don't know, but it is.
You're stupid.
It's got different names.
I don't got cable. Damn, bro. You know, I went to this restaurant yesterday with my girl's family and, like, her extra family, like, relatives that came in. The restaurant we went to was called El Puesto. Have you heard of it? It's, like, this, like, fancy restaurant. It's either in downtown by, what's it called, Seaport Village, or there's another one in La Jolla. But at this restaurant, what they have is, like, they have mariscos. They have, like, cocktails and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Shrimp. They have, like, little salads. They have, like, soups, caldos. And then they have, but the main entree they have is just tacos. Straight up tacos.
Okay.
But the thing is, their tacos are so bomb. I had one. It's called the chef's taco or whatever.
Yeah.
But in this one, there was, like, flakes of gold on it.
Oh,
I was what is this?
I'm not about that life.
But then
bro.
I ripped a chunk, like a piece of the gold off. Yeah. I ate it. It had no flavor.
Yeah, that's
nothing.
That's what I'm saying. No. You had me until you said gold flakes.
Because that was just the one taco, though.
Yeah.
That was just a chef's taco.
It's just snobby.
But it was good, though. It was a bomb-ass taco.
Like, I remember, you remember Furious Pete?
Yeah.
On YouTube?
Furious
Pete. I remember seeing a video of him eating like a snobby-ass burger. It was like $1,000. And it had, like, a fancy goose egg, and it had, like, truffles, and it had, like, gold flakes on the bun. I was like, man, this is stupid. It's not, it's like, it's, it is quality, but it's not, like, the price is because of the quality. The price is just because of the fancy ingredient.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, they charge us an extra $4 for that one.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. It was 3 tacos for $17. But I didn't even check if they charged, like, an extra $4 for that taco. Or if it was still, like, part of it, but it was expensive though.
Well, you should have told me you wanted. You like
it was
seafood.
Expensive.
My dad's talking to me when I was a kid. There's a guy who sold ceviche out the back of the van.
Oh, bro, stop.
He had a restaurant.
My parents made aguachiles today.
I've never
That's
had
just
that.
Bomb. Really, you never had it?
My parents are from the freaking ocean, bro.
My parents are. That's just bomb. So bomb. It's like ceviche, just less veggies.
It's spicy.
Yeah, spicy. Yeah. I didn't get to try it, though. Instead, I tried empanadas of shrimp. Those were bomb.
Bomb.
It was bomb. My mom makes them with shrimp, and then she puts like 4 or 5 shrimps in it, and then she layers it with, it's like cream, crema,
yeah.
And then she puts lettuce, and she puts red onions, and then she puts salsa. Oh, yeah. Man, it's bomb.
That's not a bomb, but I'm not about raw onions. I like cooked onions.
No, they were cooked, but they're, wait, they were raw,
Only time I eat raw onions is ceviche, because you can't even tell.
Well, it's kind of like that. You can't even tell. It gives you that extra flavor, though.
Yeah.
It's bomb.
My mom made, this week, she made, enchiladas, green ones.
Ooh.
And then, put the lettuce, that little sour cream, the Mexican sour cream.
Damn, okay.
That dry cheese dusted over.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the cream she put on ours. The sour cream. That's what I was looking for. I forgot the word for it. But, yeah, she put sour cream on it. It was so bomb. But yeah, that place, Puesto, it was pretty good though. It was pretty good. It was fancy, but it was really good.
You want to go to Chipotle, bro?
Bro, it's because I got that David Dobrik burrito. I want to try it, dude.
David Dobrik.
It's only for the weekend, so I want to try it, David but Dobrik, we'll see.
Suck my ass,
we'll see.
Bro.
He's dope. I think he's dope. He just bought another one of his friends' new car.
If you had a gun for it, you had a shoot one, would it be him or Casey Neistat?
Oh, bro, you can't do that to me.
Shoot my kid,
I had to shoot one of them. I'll shoot David Dobrik. He doesn't have a family. Casey does. Casey's got 3 kids and his wife.
Exactly. He's already lived a full life.
The hell yeah. He has one that's like a year or two old. He has another one that was just a newborn.
Damn. What if you shot David Dobrik and the next thing you find out he impregnated 2 girls?
Nah, I don't think so.
Father?
Nah, he's a chump. He doesn't have sex or something. I don't know, but he can get laid. He can get girls, but he doesn't. He doesn't get laid at all.
Sounds like me, fool.
Like, there's sometimes on podcasts. I mean, not podcasts. In his podcast and even in his videos, he talks about how much he jacks off. So he says, if he's, really stressed out, he just goes to his room. And then he tells everybody at home, don't bother me.
I'm going
to be my me. He goes in, locks his door, beats his meat. He comes out. He's like a whole new guy. He's all happy.
You should do that, bro.
Bro, me?
I come out with ideas and clear thoughts.
Oh, no.
I'm like a genius after it.
Should have done that when you were thinking about that laptop.
I feel like a Tesla battery just got charged.
Oh, no.
I'm ready to go.
You know, I was thinking about Teslas, but they only get 200 miles.
Bro.
It's not that much.
That's a lot of miles for a charge.
I know, but it's not a lot.
And if you can buy a little supercharger and just plug it into your house.
Because that's like four and a half days of me driving. So, I have to charge it, 5 times a month. That's a lot.
That's fine with me, bro.
That's a lot for me. Because I don't even know how fast it charges.
I think, the super charger thing, those fast chargers, I remember because
it tells us that...
Because Rogan had Elon Musk on his podcast.
Yeah.
And then, on a later podcast, he was talking about when he had Elon Musk. And then, we were talking about how, I think it was, 30 minutes will give you a 90-mile charge.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, on the supercharger, though. Not like a regular...
But those superchargers, don't you have to get them installed in your house?
They have stations around, or you can get them installed in your house, yeah.
But here's the thing with that, though. I'm renting. So it would make no sense for me to install it on my house.
Well, then don't worry about a Tesla until you buy a house.
But I want to get a Tesla, though. Teslas are nice.
Your dreams are all crazy.
Teslas are nice.
You got point nice. A, and you got point Z, and then... You just want to go straight to there.
Hell yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F,
fuck yeah.
Bro, you tripping.
I'm going to get bags on my car.
Me?
I'm going to get bags. Bags to lower the car. Do you know what the bags are?
No idea.
It's kind of it's pretty cool. It's kind of like a lowrider, basically. It has 3 modes. You could lower it. You could slam it. Or you could, bring it up to, regular height. Or you could bring it up height just to get over bumps. And then you can just... But it's like a little switch you have inside the car. And it changes it. But it's like a whole suspension system you have to put in.
That just sounds like hydraulics. Like a
yeah, it is. Right? But yeah, it's hydraulics, basically. But they're called bags.
I thought you meant airbags.
I got airbags.
I've been
riding
this car.
No, yeah, it's airbags.
My safety
is
more valuable than
it's because I wanted to get lowering springs. With lowering springs, what happens with those is the wear and tear of my tires, they go through it really quickly. So my tires wouldn't last me long. But then if I go with the bags, nothing happens with the tires. The tires are fine.
You know what you should regular get to your tires.
What?
Nothing. It's fine the way
it is. Nah, hell nah.
Yeah.
I gotta change it. I gotta stand out.
No, you
don't. Yes, I do.
You see how broke you are in the
car? Hell nah.
You're gonna get a broke ass food in a nice
stupid.
Car. That's all you can afford.
Nice car. I wanna change the interior. I wanna get some stickers.
Dusty ass shoes he's wearing.
Stop. Gucci.
Like, damn.
You know something I noticed? We don't really care for, like, branding stuff.
What do you mean?
Us. Like, we're not, like, us. Like, not you. Us. We don't go to a store and we're like, damn, is that Gucci?
I want those Louis V flip-flops.
Yeah, we don't do it at all. It's just, like, if it's black, dope. Does that have a logo on it? No? Dope. That's a steal right there. I'm going to take it.
I don't know, man. For me, it's, like, if I'm comfortable in it, I'll take it.
Yeah, same here on
the side. And if it's cheap, even more of a reason.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember the last time I walked into a store to buy clothes, bro. I've been buying all my clothes on Amazon.
Me too, honestly. The last time, the only time I go into a store to buy clothes is, like, clothes for work. But that's because I needed to be, like, fitted and shit like that.
Oh, I'm lying. The last time I bought pants was Cyber Monday on Target's website. But before that, the last time I bought clothes, the last time I bought pants was 2 years ago.
Ah, damn, dude. Such a long time ago.
Like, in between, I bought, like, a bunch of, like, jogger sweatpants.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's it, because I don't go out. What the hell? Like, yeah. I go home. I work and I go home. I don't have to look nice. I am, Lonely.
Oh, bro. I'm going to start playing an Akon song right now. Mr. Lonely.
I take that back. I'm not lonely. I'm just alone. But I like it.
Nah, you're lonely. Hell, you ain't got nobody.
I don't need nobody.
Oh, no.
I got me. Be myself and I.
You know, in I Am Legend, I was watching the part where he goes into, like, the video store.
I knew you were going to bring
and
it.
And he's like, oh, really?
Yeah.
It's crazy, man, how crazy he is.
Finish the story.
Well, that's just it. It's just how crazy he is. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and he makes conversation with him. Yeah. Like, when he starts talking to the mannequin, when that fear of the dog dies, and he starts crying, he's like, talk to me. Talk to me.
You know, when he drives by the mannequin that moved, or that he thought he moved,
Oh, yeah.
If you watch that scene in that clip in slow motion, the mannequin, I think it actually turns
its head. Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. That shit turns its head. That's why, when I watched that movie the first time, I started tripping out, too, because I was like, that shit moved. Like, that's someone there.
When did you see it for the first time?
The first time? I don't remember. It was a long time ago, though.
I saw it in theaters, man.
Nah, I never saw it in theaters. I think, like, I saw it at my aunt's house.
It's like 2008. The same year the Dark Knight came out, bro.
Oh.
Damn.
Bruh.
Yeah, I saw it in theaters. I remember I was so close to crying when he had to choke out the dog.
Nah, I didn't cry. But that scene when, like, the mannequin's head moves, like, I legit thought it moved. But then, like, when I watched it a second time, like, a couple months later, I realized, like, oh, that's just his mind playing tricks on him.
Yeah.
Making him think, like, oh, shit, it moved. When in reality, it didn't. It's just him thinking that someone, like, the mannequin moves itself all the way there.
Yeah.
Play with his mind. Those infected were genius. They were smart.
They like the alternate ending.
Alternate ending? How do you watch all these alternate endings, bro? How do you have time for this?
They're like 2 minutes, dog.
How do you find them?
You learn about the movie. Like,
you look it up?
You look it up. You read a Wikipedia.
I don't got time for all this shit.
Like, you're a busy ass.
So what's the alternate ending?
Spoiler. So so if you haven't seen it, don't go watch it. And but
it's on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay.
So in the alternate ending, he, like, I think he's, like, close to finding the key or something. He's in the same scenario where he's locked in that little glass thing with the girl and the
kid?
Boy. Yeah. And then the main head of the infected, they're, like, trying to get through, and he's there, and he sees the girl, because it's, like, I don't know if it's his girl or his daughter.
Yeah, I think it's his girl.
And basically, the doctor, he opens the doors, and he lets them take the girl, and the main head dude, like, goes up to his face like he's about to kill him, but he doesn't kill him. He just leaves with the girl, like, carries her out. And they all leave. And then I think, like, the next scene is, like, the doctor and the girl and the boy, they're driving on the highway somewhere. and that's the ending. It's like a happy ending.
That sounds like so, like it wouldn't happen.
If you watch it, it's hard because it's been a while since I've seen it, but.
Doesn't make sense, because then the infected wanted to kill him really bad.
Yeah, I know.
And, like, I know he's a main head, but I feel like he only has so much control over the other ones. You know what I mean?
We'll watch it after we're done.
I don't know, man. I feel like it doesn't make sense. Cause,
I'm not
like,
saying I liked it better than the original. I'm just saying
it's... They were all going crazy just trying to kill him.
There's a reason it's the alternate ending and not the main one, all right?
Because it's a shitty-ass right. ending. Shitty ending.
I like how you're hating me. How you take your families? Fool, you just told me you watched like 10 movies over the week.
Bro,
right?
It's because they were good movies, stop. Though. They were great movies.
Your social life having
great us. Movies, fam. What do you mean? I just saw socializing yesterday. Yeah. Bro?
What do you mean?
Get
what
the hell
do?
Out of here.
What'd you do,
bro? I was with my grinder family.
Bro.
Exactly, bro.
That's called mandatory.
Stop.
Fool. That's mandatory. That's like showing up to jury.
Hell nah. I had fun. That was a good time.
Bro, don't be lying to yourself, dog. Just
went
tell
to
me
Seaport.
You had fun.
It was beautiful, man.
I could
have
taken you to the beach.
You don't go nowhere. What you mean,
me,
bro?
I had time.
Hell no. You're like, let's go, and then just want to chill in the car. Bro, get the fuck out of here.
I wanted to take
waste of my time.
Sexy pictures with you, bro.
Gay!
I found out yesterday that the Saw movies, there's a prequel, like a short film that they made.
What do you mean?
Like, there was a short film called Saw. I think it was also called, like, Saw 0.5. And it was a short film that they made originally in, like, 2002 or something. And that was the movie that they made, these Australian directors. And after they made that movie, they got the okay from, like, big studios to make the actual Saw movie. It's only, like, 10 minutes long.
Where is it at?
What do you mean, where is it at?
Where can I find this?
Oh, I saw it on YouTube.
Oh.
It's not great. It's not...
No, really?
It's not... It just piqued my interest because... It's just interesting because you've already seen the Saw movies.
I've only seen like two of them, yeah.
Yeah, I've only seen like two or three of them. But it's just interesting because you're like, that's where this idea stemmed from.
I guess.
And their budget was only like $5,000.
Dang, that's a tiny ass budget for a movie.
But like I said, it's only 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not many, there's not any special effects really. Except the ending is like all CGI and it's really crappy CGI. But yeah.
I might look into it.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Because I watched the Saw movie with my girl one time. I forgot which one we watched.
I saw it as a kid, bro, and...
I never saw it as a kid.
The movie was gross, but none of it was that bad. The only thing that I didn't like, it really scared me, was the puppet.
Oh, really?
The puppet really scared me as a kid, bro.
Oh, man.
Even today, like, I look at like, ugh, this is nasty. Look.
For me, I remember the only time I saw Saw was during the scary movie. You know what I'm talking about? The movie, scary movie?
It comes out of that?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
it's like,
does.
Yeah, it does.
It couldn't have been the first
it's
one,
like an intro. I don't know which one it is, but it's one of them.
Yeah.
And then the intro is them being like in the bathroom or whatever,
where
the showers, and they're all stuck there and they're trying to get the key. And the guys, like, they tell him, oh, the key's in your leg. So he saws off his leg, but he saws off the wrong leg. So he has to saw off the right leg now.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Shaq comes out of it.
I think
it
was the third scary movie.
The third scary movie?
Yeah.
Cause I think Shaq comes out in it, doesn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, I barely remember those movies, man.
I like those movies. Until they got to like the fourth or fifth one, and I was like, God, this is too much now.
I just remember the one where it was supposed to be like Eminem.
Oh, yeah, that one.
It
that
was
one's
supposed
good.
To be the movie, Signs.
Signs,
the
yeah.
I don't
that one's
one.
Good.
It might have been the second one. Or the third one. I don't know.
They're all good, though. They're good.
I want to buy a computer so bad just to have one. Like, I have one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I want a new one.
Why?
I don't know. I want Windows, first of all.
Because mine is pretty old. Wait, how old is yours?
It's from 2011.
Oh, damn, yours is really old, actually.
Yeah. But
I got this
is,
one, like, 2015.
At the time the computer came out, the specs were really high on it.
Yeah.
I didn't buy it. I bought it, but I bought it secondhand from somebody else. But I bought it, like, 2015. And at the time, the specs were still pretty good. Because I can still run, like, music software and all that. And I still can today, but I just feel like I could do something faster. The thing is, I'm wondering if there's laptops, decently priced laptops nowadays, that can run better than that Mac.
It's just, it'd be cheaper to just get the parts for it, wouldn't it? Oh, wait, no, you
for
said it was
Mac.
A Mac. Never mind, you can't
so.
Do that. You can't customize them or anything. Shit.
So
yeah. I think just stick with it. It's a good one, like you said. You don't need to upgrade. You just want to upgrade.
I just want to. That's why I haven't done it, because I don't need to.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I figured I'm going to do my taxes first, and if I get any money, I don't think I will. If I get any money back, I'll use that to, if it's enough, I'll use it to get a computer.
Who knows? Because then you also paid for school, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you'll see. Because then it's coming to an end, too. Tax season?
I know.
In a week?
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Wait, what are you going to do your taxes?
I don't know, man.
Because I would say TurboTax, but then since you stopped working, I don't know how that works. Do you have all your receipts for, like, paying for school and all that stuff?
Nah, I have to go ask for them.
You gotta ask for those quick.
I did, but I'm still waiting on them. That's why I haven't.
Oh, really? Dang. Well, you could ask for an extension.
Nah, I won't. I don't want it, because then if I do, I'll just procrastinate even more.
God, man, you're like my dad. My dad hasn't done his taxes yet.
Just say I'm your dad.
Stop. Get the fuck out of here.
Call me dad, father.
Well, you can't even maintain yourself.
What you mean, bro? I maintain you. Hell, I feed your ass every day.
Get the hell out of here.
Make your PB&J, no crust.
Stop.
Bro. I have to walk in your damn school bus.
Dude, I finally finished my training. So now I'm actually out in the field.
In the gym?
Nah. Stupid. For work.
Is it
for work? Yeah. Except, like, I don't have all my authority up to date yet, so I can't really do much.
You feel like a badass? With a suit?
Yeah.
About, what's up, hoes?
Yeah.
Get at me. I got all the business.
Cause not,
all the monies.
I'm not, like, an official banker yet, but I'm, like, halfway there. Because, like, I tried to do a wire. I couldn't do it. I put in the information for it and everything, and it wasn't working, so I had to call in. And I called in, and they're like, hey, so, luckily, it has nothing to do with the customer. The customer is perfectly fine. It has all to do with you. You can't do it. I'm like, bro, what?
You're a fake ass.
So then, I had to call my coworker to do it for me. And then I need to call Backshop to be able to get my authority again. But I was off in like 10 minutes. I was like, oh, I'll just do it Monday. So, we'll see what happens. Well, hopefully I can. Because if not, I'm just going to be standing around just watching still. Like, all I could do is just give temporary cards.
Temporary?
Yeah, so for all the people that lose their cards.
Is it easier to get fired now in the position that you're in, or is it harder to get fired?
It's easier to get fired now in my position, because, like, now I have, since it's in the inside of, like, Vons, I still have to carry around cash to do cash transactions. So then if I'm short a certain amount of times, then I get fired. But since I'm also a banker, what they do here at this branch is they move around a lot.
Yeah.
So I might have to take out my cash multiple times. And if I take out my cash, like, one time and I forget to take out a portion of it, someone else just come by and take it. And right there, I could lose my job. But as a banker, it's kind of hard to fuck up as a banker, though, because you have all these, like, precautions that the system gives you. Like, hey, you need to fill this out correct. Or, hey, this expired. You need to update this. Like, so it's really hard, but more on the cash transaction, that's where I could really drop the ball.
Are you telling me your job is filling the blank?
Basically, yeah. The only time I really have to, like, do a lot of work is when I have to, like, identify what's best for a customer when it comes to, like, a product they need. So if they come in wanting a credit card, I gotta give them all their options and then tell them this is the best one for you and then tell them why. Damn. Like, the selling part is the hard part of it, to be honest. But, like, the maintenance part of it is the easy part.
I just heard about your bank in the news lately.
It's always in the news. Always in the news.
Some other shady stuff.
What happened this time?
I forgot. I just heard the name. I turned the background when I was at work.
Because now there was one. Recently, there was an incident where there was this Mexican lady that went into the bank and she was trying to cash her check. But they didn't let her cash her check. They held on to the check. And then the lady, or no, I'm wrong. This is different. I'm talking about a black lady. A black lady wanted to cash her check.
Why you gotta mention, what does race matter?
Well, because it does. Because in both situations, they both said it was a racist crime. Like, the first one with the black lady, she came to cash in a check. The check was like $14. But the teller, she didn't cash it, so she asked her manager to take a look at it, and the manager refused to cash it too. But they didn't give the check back to her lady. They held on to it. They're not supposed to do that.
And they said because she's black?
No, she said because she was black. But the reason why they didn't cash it for her was because they needed to verify the check and stuff like that. But they can't hold on to it. They should have just gave it to her, made a copy of it, mm-hmm. and then verified the check and all that stuff. Okay. But instead, they held on to it. And they made the lady wait in the lobby for like 3 hours. They even called the cops to come and inspect her IDs. But her IDs were valid. So like that bank just fucked up. They fucked up real bad. Because then even the cops came here like, her IDs are valid and like your signatures match. You guys should be able to cash a check for her. Like they even called the person that wrote the check and verified, and the person said it was fine. But for some reason, they didn't want to cash it. So they categorized it as a hate crime. And for the Mexican lady wanted to open an account, but they didn't open the account for her because she didn't qualify. But then this Mexican lady made it a bigger thing, saying like we didn't want to open her an account. But our system prompts us when we can open an account for a customer or when we can't. And it tells us not to open the account for her. But this lady she was really adamant that she wanted the account. And since we didn't open for her, she thought it was a hate crime as well.
Man,
so it's just dumb. I mean, different spectrums, different things. One of them was like an honest mistake. Well, not an honest mistake. It's just they fucked up. The people there at that bank fucked up. But with the other one, it was they followed procedures. They followed everything. Yeah. Just the customer didn't like what they got in return.
Man, everyone loves to point at racism.
Yeah.
That's a dumb excuse.
But the Mexican lady was what happened recently. I saw it in the news, too. So I don't know if that was what happened. We lost our CEO recently. I don't know if that was it. We have like an interim right now. While they try to find an outside hire.
It's gonna be me.
Stop.
I'm the next
CEO. The hell not.
We'll roll up in a Tesla first day.
You're gonna be like, what's a checking account? You're gonna be like, a checking account? It's just a checkbook.
I'm gonna roll up.
Stupid.
Ripping up 20s in your face.
You're dumb.
I'm gonna sneeze on it.
It's a good bank though. I'm not, like, don't get me wrong. It's a really good bank. Because now it's all about, like, protecting our customers and protecting ourselves. Making sure we check every check, make sure it's all valid. Yeah, honestly. Yeah. But now it's all about just making sure everything is, like, done by the book, making sure everything's safe. Because there's been a lot more fraud. I don't know if you heard about the IRS fraud that's been going around. Where, like, people are getting calls from the IRS saying, hey, we overpaid you. We need you to go get these cards. Buy these cards and then send them to us.
Yeah.
Like, why would the IRS want Visa gift cards? What the fuck?
I mean, I don't know. If anybody does that, they're dumb. I mean, listen, like, old people, you know, they're...
Yeah, like, well, like...
But if you're not...
It's crazy, man.
Maybe you deserve some snubs.
It's crazy. Because that's been going around a lot.
This is completely off topic. Remember earlier talking about that David Dobrik Chipotle thing?
Yeah.
What is this...
What do you mean?
What is it? It's so different.
It's just he always goes. He goes to Chipotle like 5 times a week.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
But he got because he did a campaign with them basically. He's doing like an advertising thing.
Okay.
So he's getting paid to do advertising for them, like partnering up basically.
Okay.
And that's just what it is. He just made his own burrito. Yeah, what he always gets is now on the menu.
I'm saying, what's the burrito?
Oh, the burrito. I don't know. It's just like beans, chicken. Some tomato or something. I don't know. I don't know exactly.
That's what I get. They don't name
it. But it's just the signature thing that he always gets. And since it has his name on it, a lot of people have been ordering it.
Should name it after me.
Like, he got like, I think he got like 5 checks to give out people like free burritos for a year from Chipotle. Man. Like, he gave one to his friends. He cut one for himself. And then he gave two of them to his friends. He gave 2 to 2 customers that ordered the burrito the first. Like, the 2 first customers that ordered his burrito, he handed them the burrito, and then he handed them the check for free burritos for a year, and then he kept one for himself. I think it came in the contract that he got it for himself, but he got a big-ass check, too.
Imagine if you got free Chipotle for a year.
Well, it was just burritos only.
Imagine if you got free burritos for a year.
That'd be dope.
Bro.
That'd be dope.
I'd be in there every day talking about...
Burrito.
Susan, you know the usual.
Oh, no.
It's working. Quesarito.
Quesarito. But, yeah, it's a pretty good... Because I think it's, like, the perfect partnership because he's always eating there, so he knows the product they're selling really fucking well. So it's not like he's like doing this fake thing, like, oh, okay, guys, try this out. Like the flat tummy tees and stuff like that on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like he actually uses the product all the time.
Man, I remember one time one of my clients gave me a Chipotle coupon and I realized it was expired.
Oh, bruh.
And I went to go use it and I went all out on the beer. There was a buy one, get one.
Oh.
And I went all the way out and it was expired. I didn't realize it. And when I realized it, they were already done making them. I didn't want to feel like a dumbass and be like, oh, don't give me that beer. I'll just take one. So I paid like $20
for two. For two, bro. God damn. You're a dumbass. Jeez.
I've been back since.
Jeez.
There's way better burritos, though.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. There is. There's a lot better burritos out there. The Cali burrito. Oh, I think that one's great.
My favorite is local.
Ooh. That, what's it called? The one from that, the horse place.
The horse place, yo.
Broncos, Super Broncos. What was it called? It was, but it had shrimp in it, right? Yeah, that shit was bomb.
That had the whole bomb. Farm on there.
That one's really good. And then from Lupe's, the Tingan? Is this called? The Tingan Burrito?
I had it.
The one that had like two real tacos in it? That one was bomb as fuck, too.
That taco shop down the street over there with this big ass burrito, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the one in Mira Mesa, yeah. Sayulita, I think it was called?
I don't know.
Something like that. But yeah, that one's huge.
I'm not here to endorse names.
I am. Sayulitas, check it out.
Damn, bro. What if tomorrow they find out, like, the owner's, like, a rapist, and then you just endorse them?
Or what if we find out he wins a lottery, and he's like, hey, you guys promoted me. Here's a check. Get the hell out of here. Yo, so, like, my girl's family that came in from out of town, they're from Georgia.
They're illegal. So
and lying. Stop. They're from Georgia. And they told me they go hunting over there.
Yeah.
And the dad, while they were hunting one time, the dad, he thought he saw a deer and he shot it and he killed it. But when they got closer,
it's a person.
It was a cow. Sure. They shot a cow. I was like, bro, what? How do you mistake a cow for a deer?
Never hold
it didn't make any sense to me. But then they said it's because, like, it was, like, the sun was setting, and it was starting to get dark, and there was a lot of trees and, like, branches and stuff, so you couldn't really see well. But I was like, that's, like, a huge mistake, though.
I'm not a hunter, but to me, that to me is already a huge red flag about their hunting skills.
Yeah!
Because if you don't have a clear shot, don't take the shot. That's, like, the number one thing.
Because it seemed like they had a clear shot because they killed it, but they didn't know exactly what it was, though. You know what I mean?
If you don't know what it is, then to me, it's not a clear shot.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter if you can see it or not. If you can't see it.
Because to me, it was a clear shot. It's just they didn't identify what the fuck they were shooting at.
That's what I'm saying. If you can't identify, then it's not a clear shot. That's the point I'm trying to say.
Nah, for me, it's a clear shot because he killed it.
That's dumb.
That's a clear shot.
It could have been a person. I got him.
Well, I feel like that's a huge difference there.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you.
They told me they also went, they go fishing with cans, with Coke cans. And they did it once.
Oh, yeah?
It was crazy to me.
And they fished the bottom?
But, no. They fish. But it's interesting how different it is over there to over here. Because they didn't live, like, in the city. They lived, like, more in, like ranches and stuff. Like his family has like almost an acre of land that they have. So I don't know if they have like a ranch out there or what. But
I don't know. But my advice: don't go hunting with these savages.
Cause they said they gone a couple. They go a lot, but there's only they go only when you can. Like there's a season. Like during
back,
the fall
and, they come
and the
back
summer.
With, and they come back with cows.
But once they told me they go hunting over there, I was like, ooh, okay.
I don't know, man. Georgia is cool. All sweaty.
Did you know how here you have to have a gun safe and you have to take like a gun safety test? So you better get a gun.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you have to take like a gun safety test to be able to buy a gun, and you also have to have a gun safe to buy a gun. You have to show proof that you have it.
I know the gun safe, yeah.
And in Georgia, you just have to be 18, and man, you get a background check, and then you can get a gun.
It's Georgia, bro. It's the South.
I was like, bro, what?
I don't know, man.
The differences, man.
I'm trying to hunt with those people, man. Hey, you see something? Yeah, let's shoot it. That's basically what they did. Let's shoot it until it's dead.
Hey, we don't know the situation. I'm just saying
you
what
just,
I was
you
told.
You just told me the situation. And it's
but that was the sun, though. The dad's in charge. I don't know what the dad was thinking. The dad is a really cool guy, though. I was thinking,
my boy's a great hunter. He got this giant buck. Nope,
it's a fucking cow. And it was on somebody else's land, so they had to go apologize to their owner. Like, hey.
Trespassing? Illegal
trespassing? We didn't know we were trespassing. These are the worst hunters. Bro. But I didn't have, like, anything, like, marking the territory or anything, you know what I mean?
Should have snitched them out, called the authorities.
Yeah, you're stupid.
But, like, you gotta reimburse them for that cow.
I don't know if they paid them for the cow or anything like that. But they did say the meat spoiled quickly. Because there's a lot of meat to, like, hike back.
And they were unprepared. Fool, you can't. I'm just hating on them.
You are. Fool, you're hating on them so much.
I should, fool. That's some whack hunter. You're praising them to be, like...
I didn't praise them at all. I'm just saying. They went hunting, and it was dope.
I thought you were going to tell me a story that I was going to be like, damn, you're about to tell me, like, some Steve Renilla
story, right? Not at all.
Nah, these are a bunch of rednecks.
They're just amateur hunters.
Georgia, bro. They're probably drinking on the trip the whole time.
I still want to go, though.
I do. Just
go hunting.
Not with people like
that. I wouldn't mind.
I would mind, bro.
Because I feel like they're not going to keep doing it over and over again. Oh, there's a cow. Let's shoot it.
I do, bro.
You know what I mean? Have you seen that video of these hunters that go hunting? I forgot. I think it was in Alaska. That they go hunting and they find this bear den. And it's a mother bear and like two of her cubs and they're hibernating. And they come up on the den and they see them. But, and like, you know how you can't kill like mother bears when they have cubs and stuff like that? Only like if it's a male bear by themselves or a female bear by itself, they just shot all of them up. They killed them all. Yeah, but here's the thing though, there was a study that they were doing on them. Like they were observing them. So there's cameras all around. They had no clue, and they were trying to make it. They were trying to clean up the scene and stuff. Like they killed them, they skinned them, and they took the meat bag and the skin bag, and then they try to hide the blood. Of like more snow, like they try to pile more snow on it and stuff.
Yeah.
They're trying to hide it, but since there was cameras recording them, they caught him and they sent him to jail.
Dumbass.
But it's some dumbass shit, dude. Like, what the fuck, man? They didn't even know they were sleeping. They killed the mom first, and then you hear the cubs start crying, dude.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Oh, you heard about it? Yeah. They killed the mom first, and you just hear the cubs like crying, and then you just see the two shots, just boom, boom, and the cubs they just go silent.
That's messed up.
Yeah, dude, it was fucked up. They put him away. Put him away in jail.
That wasn't your girl's uncle, was it?
Nah. those are some actual, like, rednecks.
Was your girl's uncle and his son is a hillock?
Nah.
He was deer?
You're stupid. Why is it black? It was a mud. It was a mud.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was sad. I saw it, I was like, bruh, what is this?
What is the meaning of this?
Did you hear about the thing that happened with the poacher? It was a poacher that in Africa that was hunting rhinos.
Oh, with the rhino?
Yeah, I heard about it. You heard about it? He got trampled, and then he got eaten.
Yeah.
That's karma right there, man.
I'd have to read the whole story before making judgments.
Well, there's like 5 stories on it.
But I haven't read them. I just saw the headlines.
There's 5 different headlines with the same thing. Like 5 different stories with the same headline.
Yeah, so I'll read them all.
What?
I haven't read the story. They just read the headlines. Like the
title. It's kind of like the same shit.
Nah.
You don't
know the whole story.
Because I read one of the articles and it's the same. It honestly just goes into more detail.
Yeah, I need the
details. Hunter got trampled by elephants. And then he was left and he died after a trampling. And then lions came and ate what was left of him.
Like, I remember one time, because it's not as straightforward as people think. Like, I remember one time you heard about a giraffe that got killed. Like, this old giraffe or something. This male giraffe. And people were really pissed about it. They were like, oh, he killed him and did all this. And the thing was, they killed it. Like, I understand people get mad about glorifying it, like, oh, like, taking a picture of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they killed it because it was like on a reserve, like an animal preservation thing, like with the land that they were, the giraffes were on. And this giraffe was older and he was bigger and he was killing all the baby giraffes.
Oh shit!
He was stomping them out, and so they had to get rid of. They can't just let him out to the wild, just die anyway. Yeah. He's old, and so they had to put him down. People thought like, oh, this is it is an innocent animal. Like,
what do you think would happen with this poacher, then? What do you think is, like, a different story that happened?
I mean, I'm not saying, like, something happened during the killing. That's pretty clear. I'm saying
you're talking about the motive he had?
What he was doing, yeah. I mean, if he's a poacher, he's probably just collecting the rhino.
Because that's what each article says, poacher. It doesn't say, like, man or random man. No, it says poacher.
Yeah, but I mean, most people, it doesn't matter what you say, most people won't even really pay attention to that. They'll just read it as a guy killed an animal.
No.
People get
all I guess. Is this from all the headlines I saw? They all said poacher.
Poacher.
Really? Poacher, I was looking for, like, rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros.
Yeah. They were looking for rhinos. So it's like, I feel like there's no other way to interpret it.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean.
If it said man, then that makes sense. Like, maybe the guy was just like a tourist, but it says poacher.
A tourist with rifles.
Yeah. Some crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff.